we are following one doubt. But doubt avails nothing against the truth. Now these people say, no, it avails something and it does not avail some others. You got it? It avails nothing. When he said it avails nothing, it should avail nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سيقول الذين أشركوا, those pagans will say, لو شاء الله, had Allah will, ما أشركوا, we never commit shirk, ولا آباؤنا, nor our fathers, ولا حرمنا من شيء, من دونه من شيء, and we would have not prohibiting something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, do you have a certain knowledge? قُلْ هَلْ عَنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عَلْمٍ قُلْ هَلْ عَنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عَلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا, that you bring to us? You are in fact following nothing but conjecture. وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْوَصُونَ, following doubt. Now, they said, had Allah willed, we would have not worshipped or committed shirk, right? That is in aqidah, right? Committed shirk, this is in aqidah. وَلَا حَرَمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that is in ahkam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are following doubt, whether in aqidah or in ahkam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denounced them, he denounced it as whole. When al-Shafi'i defended Qabr al-Wahid, he defended it as whole. When it occurred, the differentiation between ahad, between aqidah and ahkam, that is long time after al-Shafi'i. Al-Shafi'i defended al-ahad. When al-Mu'tazila denounced al-ahad, rejected al-ahad, they rejected it as whole. When al-Shafi'i defended al-ahad, he defended it in general. Now you have to tell me, where can you prove to me that al-Shafi'i said, you are allowed in ahkam, but you're not allowed in aqidah? Another question, please.
What is the best way?
Sister question, and then inshallah they're giving the chance.
What is the best way to call those people who cast doubt on beliefs contained in Ahad narration to the way of the manhaj and the Sunnah of the Salah?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the best way to call these people back to the manhaj of the Sunnah of the Salah?
I tell you, brothers, that even among these 133 scholars that our brother used, none of them denied the punishment of the grave. None of them denied it. Ibn Hajar, Nawawi, all of them believe in it. And all of these people, yes, there are some people who said, Hadith al-Ahad, it is dhanni. It is doubtful, because you know, when you bring a certain narration, basically, if you bring one person, one narrator, he may be wrong, he may be right. But don't forget, brothers, and I want you to remember that. Remember what I say. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, it is we who revealed the dhikr. He did not say the book. Many Muslims today think that this verse concerns the book of Allah. No, not only the book of Allah, all the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protected by Allah, preserved by Allah. Even the sunnah, Allah used, if you investigate, if you survey the incidents, the personality of these scholars who used to memorize even 1 million hadith, you will find out that this is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah used some soldiers to preserve the sunnah. And that's why I say, don't worry. If you're afraid that this one narrator may be a liar, may forget, etc., etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving his book. And that happened, alhamdulillah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preserved. So, to call these people to return to the way of the Salaf al-Salihin, we say, let us see, at least, if you don't want to follow the companions, if you don't want to follow, you know, the Prophet, at least hear what al-Shafi'i said about this matter. Because you say, well, the Prophet did not mention it, that's why. At least I ask you, do you believe that al-Shafi'i is one of one of the most righteous, inshallah, an honorable scholar, a knowledgeable scholar? You may say, yes. I say, well, read what he said in his book, Al-Risala.
The brother's question.
Salaam to Allah.
You told us that there are various people without naming them who are spreading this whole doctrine in a punishable degree. But you've not told us who these people are, or if anyone in particular, and what they have said. Are you in a position to prove who
can
understand what they
are saying? Hello, listen. I think everyone heard the question. Just repeating it for the sisters. Your brother was asking concerning the unnamed people that we have labelled with this belief of trusting in Ahad Hadith and not actually believing. And asked the brother to prove what we accuse them of.
What I accuse him of?
What we... The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say when he denounces something or gives advice, he said, what's wrong with certain people? What's wrong with some people? Now, by that, I'm using the way of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If I find it's important for his name to be mentioned, I would have mentioned it. And without mentioning any name, brothers, I just want to make a referendum. For those who know what I mean, to raise up their hands. All right, brother? I hope this is an answer, inshallah.
No, the question is asking.
If you find that it is not an answer, please be my guest. But that's what I have.
Can you find something?
Yes, he has a book called Mas'alat Azab al-Qabr wa Su'al al-Qabr, the matter of the punishment of the grave and the test of the grave and the question of the grave. That's his book. May Allah bless you, brother. Pardon? May Allah bless you. You see, brother, we don't want to put a certain person, you know, to confuse him or to, we don't want to attack. What we would like to mean, what we really are concerned with, is to give you the idea. Just to give you the idea, to give you the information. If you be benefited by that, that's all what I want. My coming here, the aim of my coming, is not for against a certain person. It's against a certain system which opposes the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. May Allah bless you.
The first confusion is based on what you say about the book which I intended to confuse people about the Adab al-Qadr. And one thing you say is, you and the group agree that it's intelligent and not people to be followed.
Yes.
And towards the end of your talk again, you say that these people are the grandparents of the Muslims.
Do you want to answer that now?
No.
Shall I answer this now and then you keep on?
Okay, the first part of the brother's question was that both us and them accept that the Mutazilia are deviants. At the same time, the brother has labelled them as the grandsons of the Mutazilia.
Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, in his book Fath al-Bari, volume 1, page 70, he denounced al-Asha'ira, and he said that one of their concepts is the heritage of al-Mu'tazila, because they believe that the first thing that a person should do or should believe is to think. to use his mind. Number one. Number one. First, you see, for example, I'll give you an example. This brother that I'm talking about, he said, when we talk to some, you know, atheists or, you know, when we talk to them, we should not use the Quran and Sunnah. We should not use it. We should use our minds only. And wallahi, I heard him saying that. Why? Is your brain better than what Allah Ta'ala says? You are more powerful plea and evidence than the evidence of the book and the Sunnah? No, akhi. So I say, when Ibn Hajar said that, denounced Al-Ash'ari for that, he said, and one of most significant scholars of Al-Ash'ari, whose name is Abu Ja'far al-Sunnani, he admitted that this concept is the heritage of Al-Mu'tazila. When these people say the same thing, when they deny the grave, the punishment of the grave, when they say that my mind is number one and the Quran is number two, I say yes. Don't be jealous for them, be jealous for the Quran. You should get angry for what people say like that. You should get angry. So I say, yes, they are less deviant in deviance than the deviants of these Al-Mu'tazila. That's why I said they are the grandsons. They are not as Al-Mu'tazila 100%, no. So I don't call people to follow them, yes? I don't call people to... There's no contradiction as I see it.
You said there's no clear definition of mutawatir. And you said ahad does not mean one. I think it could go ahad. It means one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you say hadith that the sahaba was very compassionate.
I understand your question. Okay, okay.
My question is,
can
the
Prophet
of
Allah was a collection of ideas which can answer?
Do you get what I say?
You're telling me that he sent afterwards some other people, collection of people? That's your thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
First of all, I think Ahad means one.
No. This is the wrong concept. We should... That's not... Brother, I understand you, brother. When we talk about Ahad, brother, we're not talking about Ahad. We're saying Ahad, brother. We're saying Ahad. Ahad means different ones, couples, you know, just like you say, couples of people, couples which did not become mutawatir. It is still less than mutawatir. That's number one. Yes, when I say ahad, I mean one. When I say ahad, I mean couples. So it's a problem of the language, and I don't blame you for that, brother, but we explained that. Now, wait. Now, ahad is, and this is agreed upon among all scholars, that al-ahad is divided into many categories. Gharib, aziz, mashhoor. Mashhoor, it is almost to become mutawatir. Something like, you know, 10, 20, according to the reliability of the narrators. That's why I say we cannot give a certain number, because that will do to the reliability. Because, for example, if Umar ibn Khattab narrates himself the narration, that's authentic. Even it's one. And we should not forget that the two authentic books, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, started their hadith by Innama al-A'mal bil-Niyyat, and that is hadith ahad. So, it is divided into three categories. Gharib, Aziz, and Mashhoor. Alright, and they say, for example, Gharib is one, Aziz is two in different levels. I can't really now give you all the details because it takes time, and it is difficult for those who are studying the Arabic language. I think it will be more difficult for you, brother. If you want to have more clarifications, you can come to me and speak, inshallah. We can sit down together and I can give you more explanation about that. But for the meantime, I say there is no disagreement between all the scholars, inshallah, about the categories of Hadith al-Ahad, that it is divided into two categories, Gharib, Aziz, and Mashhur. Go ahead. But this is the last statement, if you want to give anything. You have to give a chance to the others.
It is very clear that no scholar could define mutawatir as a hadith that was narrated by less than 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, without mentioning any mention here, we should be statement, which was, I don't know, from a concept or something, and from the first article of the conference, who says that the most urgent thing in the Muslim woman right now is the Bilal. According to him, he says that the most urgent thing actually could have been the Abdin. But he wrote very clearly that it was an Islamic issue, it was a revolution, a declaration for the Muslims. I don't think a Muslim is a person who does not believe in Abdin. I don't think a Muslim is a person who does not believe in the Abdin. So, if that statement is correct, when the second is for Muslims, who believe in the Abdin, who believe in the Sunnah of the Prophet, who believe in
okay, brother. Okay, I understand it. May Allah bless you, brother. Brother, you have to know that you are telling me that everything is okay with the people. All the people are following the Tawheed now. There's no problem. So why are we lost the Khilafah then? If everything is okay and all the people are Muwahhid, you have people who are claiming by tongue what they oppose by action. You have people who say La ilaha illallah, but they say O Rifa'i, O Badawi, O Jilani, Madad, Madad. Do they understand La ilaha illallah? Now, as far as the Khilafah, I'm not against the Khilafah. I didn't have to justify myself. You know what I mean. You know my statement. I said Khilafah, yes. We both agree that it is important for the Muslims today to return their dignity. But I say, you have to revise why we lost it and what we have to do to regain it, to retain it again. We have to do something. There are certain conditions. That's what I'm saying, brother.
The brother in front of me in the blue shirt.
Please. May Allah bless you. That's the two answers. No, wait. Brother, did I say that the ahadith of Adab al-Qabr are ahad? Did anyone hear me saying that? We agree together. No problem. We agree.
This is the last question, inshallah.
No, let him give his statement, if possible. Yes. Not only theory, brother. There are many scholars. This is important for us to hear, brother. That in fact, hadith, the narrations of Adab al-Qabr are mutawatir and not ahad. May Allah bless you.
Just let me clarify for the sisters. The brother was saying that the hadith concerning the Ghar al-Qabr and Mutawatir, and there are over 47 hadith as quoted by Imam Suyuti in one of these books.
Alaykum as-salam wa
in light of the fact that you know these people are trying to weaken the Muslim attitude towards the study of Hadith, and it's also in light of the fact that the same people recognize the Rasul al-Shia as a big member, and have told their members to look to Iran, to look for Khomeini as a leadership, okay, to look to Khomeini for leadership. There are many, many examples where they recognize the situation of a political matter, and they told their members to look to Iran, to look for Khomeini, and said that
Brother, keep it short, please.
The first
master
that he took in the past
for
20 years was from
the same people. All right. Yes, brother. The same brother who says, for example, Hadith Ahad is not accepted in Aqidah, etc. This brother mentioned some Hadith which are less than Ahad. Weaker, much weaker than Ahad. Like, for example, he says, Man salla junuban faqad kafar. Whoever pray while, you know, having ejaculation, get kafir. many narrations, he brings them, I don't know where he brings them from. Alright? Now, when you say, I follow reliability, you must stand at your standard point. Don't go to less than that and follow da'if while you are claiming to us that you are following the authentic narration.
Yes, JazakAllah khair. We will end the session at this. Those questions that I did not ask, that were written down, I did not ask because they were irrelevant to the topic and for the shortness of time. I thank the brother.
Al-Ghazali said, these two, let me check it, just one second. I want to tell you exactly what Al-Ghazali said. No. Al-Ghazali said, تواتر واشتهر عمل الصحابة بخبر الواحد. تواتر بخبر الواحد. That means, the work of the Sahaba, all of them, their work of Hadith al-Ahad was متواتر. In many different incidents, which cannot be confined in mentioning. And even its ahad is not available, but it can be considered as knowledgeable by the majority in general. It is accepted.
So can you repeat that again?
I'll tell it in Arabic. Al-Ghazali says, تواتر واشتهر عمل الصحابة بخبر الواحد في وقائع شتى. To give an example. Now, these people deny al-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. They deny al-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. They disagree with al-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. They say there is no mutawatir al-ma'nawi.
Why is that there is no mutawatir al-ma'nawi?
They disagree that.
Mutawatir
al-ma'nawi and no mutawatir al-ma'nawi. Yes.
They do.
No, they don't. I was told by Umar Bakir Muhammad, and he said there is mutawatir
al-ma'nawi.
You're talking about... No, that's a different issue.
Sorry,
this is a different issue. That's why I'm saying to you. You cannot have a definition of al-mutawatir. Because I tell you, I may ask you. Give me.
What is being transmitted from group to group?
What is the number of the group? What is the number of the group?
Something like ahad.
Not ahad,
you
have
one.
No.
Do you know?
No. So ahad is not only one. Ahad is not only one. Yes.
So you can't do
that. That is why Ibn Taymiyyah said that. Ibn Taymiyyah said, if a group of people narrated it, either to be 10 or maybe 12, okay? If it is authentic, it can be considered as mutawatir. But majority of people... Sorry? No, because you don't have your own definition by mutawatir. Tell me what is the definition of the mutawatir. Tell me what is the number. Let's say it's 20.
It's 10 on the school of 4. You call a Hanafi is 4.
What?
You know what you... Call?
What?
No, the Hanafi is 4.
Who said that? Hanafi? Al-Jaffat is one of the Hanafi people. He accepted al-Mashhur to be mutawatir itself.
No, the Hanafi, the Mashhur. This is what I've been saying. The Mashhur is close to Yaqeen, Ilim, but it's not Ilim.
But is it accepted as mutawatir?
It's not mutawatir.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
It's not close to belief.
Excuse me, there is a variation of definition for mutawatir. Even among those people, Al-Jaffat, he took out
al-mashhur of the ahad category. And he followed it to be as mutawatir. And other people disagreed with him.
Yes.
So they have only two categories.
You can't say someone who says doesn't take ahad as deciding.
It's a matter of opinion.
No.
It is a matter of opinion.
No. It's a matter.
No, it doesn't. It might be careful.
Wait. Repeat what he said. At the end of the day, Ibn Hazm al-Zahiri, he said ahad is definite. For him, that is his opinion. Other people, for them, ahad is not definite.
Who are the people?
Are they experts as Ibn Hajar in hadith? For those who are you talking about, are they experts as Ibn Hajar?
Asnawi was expert in Hajar.
Huh?
Asnawi.
As Ash-Shafi'i? You see, I'm telling you.
Ibn Shafi'i did the same
thing. Brother. I'm asking you. Go to Amr Bakri. I spoke with Amr Bakri already. I challenge him if he can find any difference, any differentiation between Aqidah and Ahkam in the matter of Ahad. To bring it to me from the ancient
scholars,
from the Salafi scholars.
What about Imam Asnawi?
After.
Was he from Salafi
scholars? No! He came after. You see, there are people, brothers, who accepted this differentiation.
Imam Asnawi.
You're not hearing me. You are preparing to. You are preparing to speak. I said. Why do I bring to you Ash-Shafi'i and bring Al-Asnawi? I said Ash-Shafi'i refuted Al-Mu'tazila. They rejected Ahad as whole. And he defended Ahad as whole. Can you contradict me?
Imam Shafi'i.
You say yes or no? Don't go to other answers, please.
I can give you a question when you start.
No.
Let me explain.
If you give me a question and I don't answer it, because I don't know.
Let me contradict you, yes.
No, let me
contradict you.
You are defending Omar Bakri now. You are emotional.
No.
You are emotional. You are defending Omar Bakri. Go ahead. But you contradicted me. I was speaking. Let me make my point. What was I saying? Yes. Why do I bring the issue of Ash-Shafi'i? The matter took place, I'll tell you the story. Al-Mu'tazila, they said we rejected all. After them, we have a new sect called Al-Ash'ara. But before that, there was new. At the time of Al-Mu'tazila, there was no Ash'ara. Al-Ash'ara came after them. They modified, they took the claim of Al-Mu'tazila and they modified it. They say, we don't say what Al-Mu'tazila say. We don't say we reject it all. We say we reject it in doctrine, but we accept it in ahkam. Now, Al-Asnawi is at that time, he came after that time of this new fabrication. And he followed it. Some people followed it. But I want you to, because the first one who wrote in Usul al-Fiqh, it's a Shafi'i. And he defended Khabar al-Ahad for 100 pages, and in no place he said that you should take it in Aqa'id, you should take it in Ahkam, but you should not take it in Aqa'id.
But he wasn't talking about belief. When we talk about Ahad, he wasn't talking about belief here.
Do you believe if a person generalizes his thought, it should be accepted in general? We should not specify. You should not say, no, it means this and it means something else. You should not divide his thought into two issues. You should not say that Ash-Shafi'i, and I ask you to say, wallahi Ash-Shafi'i means that. You tell me that, you say, I swear by Allah that Ash-Shafi'i urged us to take al-ahkam, to take al-ahad in al-ahkam, but not in doctrine.
He wasn't talking about that.
That's you're not answering me. I say, wallahi.
I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it.
No. Because he didn't make distinction. And then say, you can't do the same thing for me. You just show me that he talked about both things. He didn't. He just said,
no. If the Prophet sends a person to teach the doctrine, what does it mean to you? He sent Mu'adh, one person alone, to Yemen to teach the people, number one, La ilaha illallah. And then to teach them about Ahkam. How can you make the difference, my brother?
Mu'adh, when you quote the Qur'an.
Is that an answer, brother? May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you, brother. No, that's not an answer. He said, teach them La ilaha illallah. A matter of blessing or not?
Yes.
So he sent him to teach them
La ilaha illallah, a matter of doctrine or not?
Yes. So he sent him to teach them doctrine or not?
Yes. You say yes. I say, so this is in general accepted by you. And as Shafi'i said, Al-Ahad should be accepted. Now we bring this hadith, many hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He sent, for example, one person to Heraclius. And he said to him, if you don't follow it, you, all the sins of the ordinary people will be put on you also. You will share them the sins. Okay? Now, at the Tahriya people, they say, denying the news about Islam is not kufr. But denying Islam is kufr. Now, what can we say about this narration? That the Prophet sent a messenger and he said to him, Mr. Hercules, if you don't listen to this news, if you don't listen to this news, you will be a sinner and you will share the sins of your ordinary people. What can you say about that, my dear? Look what they say. They are telling you strange things. The denial of the news about Islam is not kufr. But denying Islam is kufr. You see, did you agree with that or you disagree with it?
I have to study that.
Oh, you have to study that? No,
I'm not going
to
say anything.
Sorry.
But at the end of the day, we have scholars like Imam Ghazali. Because look what Imam Ghazali said. قبل واحد لا يكتب العلم وهو معلوم بالضرورة.
You know what Al-Ghazali said? Al-Ghazali narrates one narration which says about Abu Turab al-Nakhshadi that he said to his students, if you see Abu Yazid al-Bustami one time, it's better for you than seeing Allah 70 times. That's in his book, Ihya Ulum al-Din, volume 4. Page 356. Al-Ghazali says, wait for the revelation to hear it as Moses heard it. I have a lot of things about Al-Ghazali. If you want me to sit down with you, especially about Al-Ghazali,
so that is not a
quote
for you.
No, not at all. Not at all, because you know what Al-Ghazali says. He says, if you confine yourself on the book and the Sunnah, and that's all the evidences, that's false. You are knowing the mercy of Allah, but by kashf, this is another source. By kashf, you receive revelation from Allah. This is another source, other than the source of the book and the Sunnah. No, I don't accept Ghazali.
Why were you quoting him then?
Why do I quote him here?
Yeah.
I have the right to quote what is right.
So you take what he said was right.
No, this is only this is mentioned to those people who believe in Ghazali. As I quote the Bible to those Christians, they look at your Bible. Even the Ghazali which you believe, he said that the work of the Sahaba, they used to deal with Khabar al-Wahid. And that was very famous among them, that they used Khabar al-Wahid. And that's why it results knowledge. Knowledge. Rafid al-Ilm, di majmu'iha. No, I'm not going to give you a photocopy of all of it. I'll give you the quotation if you want. Al-Mustafa, page 173. ما أعلم بارك الله فيك. ما أعلم لكن كتب كتاب اسمه إلزام الكلام عن علم إلزام العوام عن علم الكلام. And he wrote it right before 15 days of his death, before his death. Alright, and he said, in general, the way of the Salaf is the best way. That's in general. But he used to refer people in that book to some deviant books of his. So we say, we hope, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mercy him and to forgive him for that. It does not harm us to say that. Yes, the mutawatir is more reliable than ahad, there is no doubt. It's not always right. هذا متواتر. There are some weeks متواتر حديث. Okay. But when it matches the conditions of the hadith صحيح, that one person, if one person for example, he is adil, he is dhabat yabbut, he does not forget, okay, he does not get things mixed up, okay, he is trustworthy, we accept his yes. Many, look, many said, not, they said, you feed of dhamm. In some ways, it causes dhamm. Dhamm does not mean doubt. Dhamm means doubt, but it's, there is, sorry?
Are they talking about the authentic hadith or the
No. It causes doubt sometimes. Usually, if one person comes to you and tells you something, if you compare that to the mutawatir, it is weaker. That is the point, but it does not mean that it is rejected.
Responding to prayer, if you can encourage the brothers to go upstairs.
All right, brothers, go to the mosque, please.
Can you encourage those? They aren't listening to me. They're just getting too
He is dead due to the to our law of life here. But he is alive. His living in Al-Barzakh is different. It has a different flow than here. He does not have to eat, he does not have to drink, etc. He has different way of life. The law of, due to the law of our way of life, he is dead. And Allah said, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ You are going to die. Okay?
So what is the effect to everybody? Everybody dies.
No, especially the prophets, they are alive now in their grave. But that's not the ordinary people. We don't say he's alive. He is being punished. His spirit is with him. His body is with him. He is punished. Why? How? Details, we have no details, but different way of living, different way, different style, we don't understand it. We cannot talk about it because we were not given details about it.